Emerald ash borer is wreaking havoc on ash trees in the eastern half of the United States. Native to Asia, the first infestations in the U.S. were found in Detroit in 2001. The pest has now spread to 21 states and was first found here in Wisconsin in 2008.
The ash borer is a small, bright green beetle that burrows into all species of ash trees, killing them generally within 2 to 5 years. Ash trees are common in forests and on city streets throughout the state, and their lumber is used for a lot of things, from flooring to baseball bats.
This week has been dedicated as Emerald Ash Borer Awareness Week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Here with us to talk about the borer here in Wisconsin is Brian Kuhn. He's director of the Plant Industry Bureau at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how much damage have these emerald ash borers done so far in Wisconsin?
Well, in Wisconsin so far, the damage is relatively minimal compared to surrounding states and states to our east, where EAB has killed something on the order of 50 million ash trees. But we are starting to see its impact down in the very southeast corner of the state where tree mortality is becoming visible.
And we used to talk in terms, it seemed like, of keeping emerald ash borer out of Wisconsin. Is that's not really the conversation anymore, is it?
No. The conversation is again, more about trying to limit and slow its movement across the state. Again, on its own, emerald ash borer moves relatively slowly, but as in the case of our infestation in Douglas County, it can move 200 miles in the blink of an eye on firewood or other materials that people carry with them.
And how wide a range does the borer have now in Wisconsin?
It's predominantly in the southern half of the state with the highest level of infestation in the southeast. But we do have EAB for the first time detected up in Douglas County in the very northeast corner in the city of Superior. So again, that was likely moved by people to an area with a large population up there.
Well, let's follow up that issue. For a while, the DNR, the USDA have been calling on people, us, to help stop the spread of emerald ash borer. What kind of difference can people make, especially through this summer?
Yeah, people can make all the difference in the world with emerald ash borer. It's kind of the poster child for an invasive species that is transported predominantly by people. But it is not the only one. There are many other species. If we can get our population, our citizens working to not move firewood long distances, we'll address both emerald ash borer and many other invasive pests that are yet to come our way. But that's the predominant thing is, again, keeping firewood where you cut it, burn it where you buy it, and keeping firewood basically local.
And you cannot travel in Wisconsin, it seems like, without seeing that message. Everywhere I go, I see the don't transport the firewood, use local firewood. Are we listening?
Yes, I think we are definitely seeing response from citizens. The Department of Natural Resources has done some surveys of campground folks that come in and year after year, and the message is getting there year by year with growing numbers. People are identifying that they know about it when they show up in the campgrounds now. So it is a really big issue, and it, again, crosses many different invasive species.
That's just one aspect of trying to control the emerald ash borer. What kind of things is the state looking at doing, or maybe local governments, to try to slow the bug down?
Well, the state is working by doing trapping. We've got about 1,500 traps that are going to go up statewide beginning here in the near future for this year. What we're trying to do is find it early so we can inform communities and citizens about its presence nearby so folks can start managing for it. But many communities are already implementing emerald ash borer management plans because it has such a big impact when you think 20% of our urban trees are ash. And the cities are going to have to be dealing with a lot of ash trees that will be dying from emerald ash borer over time. So they need time to implement their management plans, and those things include activities like treating some trees that are maybe high-value trees, but removing other trees that may be already in declining health and replacing them now to try and diversify that canopy.
And so taking down an infested tree can help stop the spread?
Definitely. Communities are taking down infested trees, chipping those, which will destroy the vast majority, if not all, the emerald ash borer larvae that are in that tree. And the more of those beetles that you can get out of the population, the more impact you can have on slowing its movement.
You mentioned treating high-value trees. We have insecticide that targets emerald ash borers, or is it something that would take out a lot of other bugs, and that's why we're not using it more widely?
Yeah, there are a number of pesticides on the market now that are labeled for treatment of ash trees related to emerald ash borer, but they do often address a broader host of tree pests as well. But again, people are using those on specific trees. It's not inexpensive, but we do now have at least a technology and a treatment that if you have that backyard ash tree that's shading the back patio in the sandbox that you want to retain, there is a tool now for treating that individual tree. Some of those are through injection where the product goes right into the flow system of the tree, and others are root drenches where you pour the material on the surface of the soil where it soaks in and the tree takes it up over time.
You mentioned at the outset that the damage here in Wisconsin hasn't been as bad as some of our neighbors. What's at stake, though? What is at risk if this gets out of hand?
Well, what's at stake in the state is a huge forest resource of about 765 million ash trees across the state. The vast majority of that where we have not detected emerald ash borer is in the northern third of the state. In our communities, again, 20% of the street trees that you see when you're driving down the road or in a park are ash trees. To have those go away would really alter people's neighborhoods and landscapes.
And are people in your position maybe swapping stories with people at the USDA in other states looking for success stories to build on?
Certainly. Again, the real goal for us is informing communities, getting communities to take action now, starting to implement emerald ash borer plans. Emerald ash borer is going to have its impact on Wisconsin. It's going to have a significant impact on our forests and our urban forests. But cities and communities can prepare for it, can start, they're taking actions now to minimize the impact or spread the cost of emerald ash borer over decades versus getting just standing there and watching it come. So the proactive approach is a much better approach with communities.
Brian, thanks a lot for taking the time with us.
You bet.
That's Brian Kuhn, Director of the Plant Industry Bureau at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, talking about Emerald Ash Borer Awareness Week across the country. Infestation of the ash borer has been found in 20 counties in Wisconsin.